Time for the news for a Friday. It is the 30th day of April, the final day of April for 2021. Well, CAL FIRE crews made good progress overnight on the Campo Fire. The fire has now burned 160 acres and, as of 6:30 this morning, was 15% contained. An evacuation warning remains in effect for the area, but the mandatory evacuations were lifted last night. The fire was ignited yesterday afternoon by an escaped debris burn. Flames spread to grass along the 5100 block of Buckboard Lane near Campo Seco Road in the Campo Seco area. So once again, that fire this morning, 15% contained at 160 acres. A Pioneer man was arrested yesterday on a number of charges after he was seen walking the perimeter of Pioneer Elementary School with a shotgun. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, around 10 o'clock Thursday morning, Sheriff's Office dispatch received a call from the principal at Pioneer Elementary School stating there was a male subject walking the back fence line of the school armed with a shotgun. Once additional resources arrived on scene, deputies began searching the area and attempted to contact a resident who matched the description of the armed man behind the school. Sheriff's dispatch was able to make contact with 61-year-old Michael Daniel Wilson via telephone and asked him to come out of his residence and speak with investigating deputies. Deputies were eventually able to safely detain Wilson, even though he was yelling and physically resisting their efforts. A loaded shotgun matching the description provided to deputies and a loaded handgun were located outside the residence. Wilson then admitted to deputies that he was the subject in question. Detectives drafted a search warrant for the man's home, where they located approximately 25 grams of methamphetamine and additional firearms. Wilson was placed under arrest for endangering a child, unlawful possession of a controlled substance while armed with a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, possession of a short-barreled shotgun, being armed during the commission of a felony, and resisting arrest. He was booked into the Amador County Jail. The Amador County Sheriff's Office would like to thank the Pioneer Elementary staff and principal, Carmen Glaister, for their quick action in reporting the incident to the Sheriff's Office and enacting the protocol set in place for an incident such as this by the school district. And the Amador County Unified School District is beginning the official enrollment process for the 2021-2022 school year. The school board took action at their meeting on Wednesday that all district schools will be open for in-person instruction 5 days per week. School is slated to begin Wednesday, August 11th, and it's uncertain what restrictions will be in place for physical distancing and mask wearing. So at this time, the district is planning for those guidelines to remain as they are for now. If your child is planning to return for in-person instruction next year, there is nothing you need to do at this time. If families want their child to remain in a distance learning or independent study, these options at the junior high and high school levels will look different than they were this year. The independent study option for junior high and high school students will be through North Star Independent Study School. The distance learning option for elementary students will be similar to this year and will operate through Pine Grove Elementary School. District officials say they plan to resume school as close as possible to how we knew it prior to the COVID pandemic, while still allowing families the option for virtual learning. For more information on the continued distance learning, contact the Amador School District office. And coming up on Wednesday, May 5th, the Amador County Public Health Department will hold a COVID-19 clinic at the Health and Human Services Building located off Conductor Boulevard on Lower Ridge Road. Now, this will feature the Pfizer vaccine. It will run from 2 to 6. On-site registration will be available and walk-ins are welcome, or you can register at myturn.ca.gov. Again, this is the Pfizer vaccine, and it is available to those 16 years of age and older who live or work in Amador County. Now, anyone under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian or bring a completed consent form signed by a parent or legal guardian with them. To access the consent form, go to the Amador County Public Health website. And again, a quick reminder for you, the Amador County no-cost COVID testing site has changed hours of operation. Testing is available Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Health and Human Services rear parking lot on Conductor Boulevard. Drop-in testing is available. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.